Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Ayin Hey, and we are up to Sif Gimel. Now, to understand what's going on in Sif Gimel, just in case you didn't yet get to Sif Aleph and Beis, because it's a quick turnaround since yesterday, we saw the following. This is the important setup yesterday, and that is there's something that the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara calls a merpeset, and something that they call the chotzer. Now, nowadays, merpeset just means, you know, your porch, your balcony or whatever. But in the halacha here, it is referring specifically to the following scenario. They used to have a strip of houses, like a motel. You know, you've been to a motel, the first floor, you have apartments opening up into a chotzer, into a yard, okay? Then it would have a second floor called the Aliyah, where you'd have also a strip of apartments that would open up to a merpeset, which is like some type of balcony chatzer. But the only way you can get into the apartments on the Aliyah, on the second floor, is through that merpeset, which goes down a ladder into the chatzer, and then you go out to Shazar Rabban. So if you want to get into the apartments in the chatzer, you walk through the chatzer, and then you get into the apartments on the first floor of the chatzer. To get into the apartments on the second floor, the aliyah, you come into the chatzer, you go up the ladder or steps up to the merpeset, and from that merpeset, you go into the apartments of the aliyah. So in a sense, what you have is you have the chatzer on the bottom being the main chatzer of the first floor apartments, and the merpeset is like the chatzer of the second floor apartments. But the only chap here is that the only way to get to that chatzer or merpeset of the upper apartments is via this ladder going from the chatzer up to the merpeset. Why is that important? Because what then happens is that this becomes halachically like a chatzer within a chatzer. What do I mean by a chatzer within a chatzer? We're going to see later on where you have what's called a inner chatzer, which the only way you can get out to Rishus HaRabim is to go through the outer chatzer. We had something earlier like that with the batim, where you have to go through the one house, one apartment, to go to the next apartment to get out. Here we're talking about we have one chatzer, you have to go out that chatzer to get into the next chatzer in order to get out of that chatzer to the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, it's called the chatzer pnimi and the chatzer chitzoni. The chatzer chitzoni, at yeshivish v'chitzoni, okay, is what is facing the Rishus HaRabim. The Chatzer Pnimi is the inner Chatzer. It has to go through the Chatzer Chitzoni to get to the Chatzer Pnimi, assuming there's no other way out. Okay? So to here, this Merpeset, in a sense, is like that, because the only way you can get out from the Merpeset, which is the Chatzer for the upper apartments, is by going through the Chatzer on the ground, by going down the steps into the Chatzer on the first floor to get out. How do you treat those two Chatzeros? Now let's go back to our case, the Merpeset and the Chatzer. So we saw yesterday, that the merpeset and the chatzer, if you want, you can do one joint eruv, because the steps going down from the merpeset to the chatzer is like a pesach. So if you want, you can do a joint eruv. If they want, they can also do separate eruvin, because it's like a pesach. So you can, if they want, they can have their own eruv for the merpeset and their own eruv for the chatzer on the bottom. Okay? No, all the apartments on the first floor can, if they want, join up with those together with the chatzer on the bottom. And all the apartments on the second floor can join up as an eruv to the merpeset above. But the apartments above can't bring their items to the chatzer. And the apartments below on the chatzer can't bring their items to the merpeset unless they joint in a joint eruv. You got that, everyone with me? Now, one other very important chaparu here, and that is because the merpeset depends upon the chatzer to get in and out from Rishus HaRabim, there's another halacha which we're going to learn later on by the halacha of the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer, that the only way the chatzer on the bottom can have their own eruv and function by themselves as their own eruv is if the upper merpeset has an Eruv themselves. Normally, if you have two chatzeros next to each other, the chatzer next to you, you couldn't care less whether they had an Eruv or not. You just do an Eruv with your chatzer. And that's it. Like, for example, let's say you're a bunch of chatzeros in a mavui. So if you want to all join together in that mavui and have a sheet of mavui, you can. But if you want to each have your own Eruv, or not have an Eruv in one and have an Eruv in the other, you can. Here, because the merpeset needs to go through the chatzer to get out, that chatzer on the bottom is dependent, not on a joint Eruv necessarily, but at least at the upper Eruv, the upper merpeset has an Eruv. The upper chatzer, the merpeset has their own Eruv. Then the Eruv on the bottom will work. So those were the lachas that we saw yesterday. And now we're going to continue on with Gimel and Dalet. I was able to give this nice long intro because all we have to do today is Gimel and Dalet, which are very short. And tomorrow we will start with Shinai and Vav, which is going to continue into the next Amud as well. If you want to do a little prep with me, you can do it together with me in the Oyel HaRajbi, in the special Oyel, Torah Oyel, in the Rajbi. You don't have to go with the Eichlin. Okay, Gimel. Haisa Matseva Arba Tvachim Lefnei. Gimel. Haisa Matseva Arba Tvachim Lefnei Amir Peset. Ein Amir Peset Oseret Al Bnei Achatzer. What's this Matseva? Matseva means like some type of monument, but really it was like some type of mechitza, like a barrier on this merpeset that's blocking off, not just like a stum merpeset where you're then going to just like walk off and fall off the cliff. You have something blocking you in this merpeset on the second floor that's a separation between the merpeset and out the airspace on the outer part and then the chatzer below. So he says, it was arba tfachim lifnei amerpeset. So that mechitza that separates the merpeset from the chatzer was within, okay, was arba tfachim, was, here's nothing but within, it's four tfachim high, as we're going to see, in front of the merpeset, before, you know, at the edge of the merpeset. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yudbeis, arba tfachim, it's a little tricky, bigova shalah. This happens to be machlokes. Achronim had to understand this, but he's going with the assumption this means the height of this mechitza of the merpeset at the edge of the merpeset was four tfachim. So he says, if that's the case, go back to Shulchan Aruch. Ein hamerpeset oseret al bnei achatzer. The merpeset will not aser the bnei achatzer sharei nechlaka mehem, because he has split himself off, they have split themselves off the merpeset from the chatzer. Now, what is this talking about? So there's another halacha that we saw yesterday. And that is, what if you have a pillar that is in the chatzer, that is, let's say, within 10 tfachim of the ground, let's say. Within 10 tfachim of the ground, and within 10 tfachim below the mir peset. So we saw yesterday that neither of them could use the top of that pillar. Why? Because since they equally have the same ability to access it, since they had separate Eruvin, it's like if you remember the top of a wall when they had two separate Eruvin, you couldn't use the top, because it then becomes like a joint space for both of them, and since they didn't have a joint Eruv, you can't use it. So too here, you couldn't use the pillar. If, for example, the pillar was within 10 tfachim of the ground, and within 10 tfachim of the pasuk going down, so then they have equal access. If it was, for example, 10 tfachim above the ground and 9 tfachim going down from the merpeset, then the merpeset has it because he has easier access and the one on the bottom has to throw it up. So whoever has easier access. If they both have hard access, like they're both 10 tfachim from the ground or from the merpeset, once again, they have both difficult access and they both can't use it because they both have difficult access. What if, though, the merpeset is, like what we're saying here, is blocked off with a mechitza? So then what you're doing is you're showing that you don't want anything to do with the chatzer. And therefore the bnei chatzer will have full rights in terms of Shabbos and the Erev to use the top of it. That's what he means. If you have this little mechitza, arba tvachim high in front of the merpeset won't ask the bnei chatzer from using it. Why? Sharei nechlaka meyam. Because they did something to show that they're separate from the chatzer. Let's look at it inside. Mishnah Brura, Sif Kotan Yigimel, Eina merpeset oseret, Otzalomar, Afilu hatel va'amud. Even if that mound or beam or pillar or whatever it is that's smuchala betoch arba tvachim, even if that beam is within, you hear this, is within four tvachim distance wise from the merpeset, and gavoa sartachim, and it happens to be that it is 10 tvachim high from the ground, which would ordinarily give it to who? The merpeset, and not the b'nei chatzer. Still, it's going to go to the b'nei chatzer. They're going to be able to use it. Why? Shekevan she'asu hefsek lefnei ha-merpeset, since he made a hefsek in front of the merpeset, since they, the merpeset, made a hefsek, gilu daitam, they showed shesilkul atzel b'nei chatzer. They were mesalek themselves from the usage of that which was in the chatzer, and therefore, who now has the full rights to use it on Shabbos? The b'nei chatzer. Again, normally the halacha would be that if this beam was within 9 tvachim in height of the merpeset and within 4 tvachim horizontally, they would have the right over the b'nei chatzer if the beam is 10 tvachim high from the b'nei chatzer. But here, since the merpeset went ahead and put up their own wall, like mechitza, like matzeva, monument, bracket, blocking the merpeset from the chatzer, that is showing that we don't want from you chatzer, and therefore the chatzer gets the rights over. Okay? We now move on. Sif Dalet. Zizim. Remember what zizim are from before. Zizim are these like protrusion-like shelves that come off of the wall. So now you have again, you have the first floor. Imagine the first floor and the second floor, the aliyah. And what do you have on the first floor? On the first floor walls of the building, you have these shelf projections coming out of the wall that people place things on. So who wants to place things there? Those from the chatzer want to go in and put things there, and also people from the second floor want to place things there. So who has the rights? So again, it has to do with who has the easier access. And once again, the easier access has to do with 10 tvachim from the ground floor, and from the aliyah above, from the second floor above. Okay? No. Meaning, if the merpeset level, the aliyah level, is those shelves are 9 tvachim below it, and the shelves are 10 tvachim from where? From the ground, then who's going to get it? No, the merpeset will get it because it's within 9 tvachim of the merpeset. Okay, so that's what we're going to see right here. So he says, Zizim ayotim etzalom, kol shu l'matam e'asar tvachim, if it's within 10 tvachim of the ground, then, and there's another 10 tvachim going above, toward, to the what? To the merpeset, then who gets it? Harezen nechsha me'achatzer. That's considered the chatzer. And the apartments of the chatzer get to use it. But if it's the other way around, if it's within the 10 tvachim of the merpeset and not within the 10 tvachim of the first floor, okay, if it's within the 10 tvachim of the upper story, alyonim hasmuchim la'aliyah, that's next to the upper floor, Anshei Aliyah, the residents of the second floor, Mishtam Shimbo, they get to use those zizim. V'hanishar bein asara atachtonim, ad tchilas asara alyonim, and if there's anything in between, like let's say for example it's 23 tvachim high, and the 3 tvachim in between, which is more than 10 tvachim away from the first floor, and more than 10 tvachim below the second floor, right, min azizim ayotzim, from the zizim they're coming out, shneim asarimbo, they're both asar to him, right? And therefore you would not be able to use them with the kelim that are shavsu babatim, that started the Shabbos in the apartments, unless they did a joint Eruv together. They have their own separate Eruvs, they are toast. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan yudalin, zizim hayoytim. Gam zeha sif mayri, shibnei achotzer ubnei aliyu, aliyah, Eruvu kol echad la'atzman. We're talking again where the first floor, the bnei achotzer, and the second floor, the upper story, had their own separate Eruvin. Bisha'azizin ayu shayachin l'bnei achotzer v'aliyah b'shutfus. And they both had equal rights to it. Because again, if the chotzer was the only one who had rights to it, then the b'nei aliyah are not shayach to it anyway. We're talking about, from a legal standpoint, they have rights to use it. The question is, who has the Shabbos rights? Okay? And b'gam ma'i bisha'azizin ayu recharim ar b'tvachim. And here's also important. And we're talking where these zizim are 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide. Otherwise, you have a makom p'tur where everyone could use it. Remember when you had the top of the kotel that wasn't 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim? It's a makom p'tur. Everyone could use it. So we're talking where these shelves are 4 by 4. They have equal legal rights to it. And now the only question is, who has easier access to it? The upper floor or the lower floor? Gilad v'achi, as we said, have a makom p'tur. U'batel l'achal achal, and it's batel to both. They can both use it. Finally, sifkot the tesvav v'hanishar. Any empty, okay, area, meaning any extra space between the 10 tefachim below the merpeset and the 10 tefachim above the ground floor of the chatzer, that's area that's shayach to both of them, equally difficult to get to both of them, and therefore they're going to aser each other on it. Right? My Rishayim, let's say, for example, Yosir Me'esra, Me'esrim tefachim. It's like more than 20 tefachim. Let's say 23 tefachim. When Aliyah Lekaka, from the Karka to the Aliyah, from the Karka of the Chatzer to the Aliyah, was, let's say, 23 tefachim. And therefore, it's 10 tefachim, more than 10 tefachim from the Chatzer ground, and more than 10 tefachim below the Aliyah ground. But he says the same halacha would be, Kishahayu Pachos Me'esrim tefachim. Let's say it was less than 20 tefachim. Let's say it was 7 tefachim. And therefore, it was within 10 tefachim. V'aziz omeid ve'emta. And this is in the middle. And in the same halacha would be, if there wasn't 10 tefachim from the karka of the chatzer, and there wasn't 10 tefachim from the karka of the merpeset. So then it would be, again, both of them have equal, easy access. Once again, it would both be asar on both of them, and they would not be able to use it unless they had a joint Erev together. Ad kan velo yoiser. Do you guys realize